Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
An evening without talking about Donald Trump's wall, uppity Hillary getting her comeuppance, or socialist Bernie's inside setup by the Democrat Party is delightful indeed. And as rare as an occasion like that might be currently, it did occur a week ago at the River Lodge in Fortuna. Several hundred folks came together for Fortuna Sunrise Rotary's first seafood boil, where laughter, frivolity, and a few hours of tossing the daily cares away were in full display. It was a fun evening that raised thousands of dollars to support many important causes and current needs in our community. An event like that just doesn't happen. From clubs who skillfully manage the 33 large stockpots and 33 burners filled to the brim with seafood from literally across the country and internationally, to the 20-plus high school students who wore crab, clam, and shrimp hats, while dumping the buckets of seafood, sausages, potatoes, and corn in the center of each table, it was an evening to remember. With the help of Coast Seafood, Pacific Choice Seafood, Krabby Tom's, Cash and Carry, and Costco, clams, mussels, and prawns arrived from Washington. Local Dungeness crab and oysters graced the tables. Crawfish from Louisiana were trucked in. Fresh corn from Southern California desert was available, and Red King crab legs from Russia via Alaska showed up on time just a day or two before the event. A special thanks also goes to Bay Tank and Eureka, who helped stabilize the 33 burners so they could handle the weight of all that seafood. Renner Petroleum donated the seafood buckets, and the auctioneering skills of Rex Bone pushed prices to a level where applause followed the exclamation of sold. Rex is pretty good at being able to squeeze a dollar out of a wallet or purse, especially after folks have had a glass or two of wine. SHN Consulting Engineers and Geologists, Edward Jones, Tri-County Bank, Arcata Sunrise Rotary, Coho Cottages, Humboldt Redwood Company, Redwood Capital Bank, and the McLean Foundation were sponsors. I list these businesses and organizations as it shows it takes a community working together in new and creative ways for a successful event like this to work. And work it did. Tables are already being reserved for next year. This same approach with service clubs, businesses, community groups, and individuals coming together with this kind of a focus can also solve some of our most pressing challenges as a community. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.